You're listening to WBEZ. Dazzling portraits of deep space are making the rounds after NASA has released the first images from the James Webb Space Telescope. Now, these are more than pretty pictures. The findings from the telescope are going to help researchers understand the far-flung galaxies of our universe. Now, University of Chicago professor Jacob Bean is among the first scientists getting access to data from the Webb. He joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. So help us understand a little bit about the significance of the James Webb Space Telescope. What does it do that other telescopes cannot?
Well, the James Webb Space Telescope is NASA's new flagship facility for staring out into deep space and trying to understand our universe better. It's a larger telescope than the previous Hubble Space Telescope, which gives it greater sensitivity. It can see fainter objects, more distant objects, and it can reveal nearby objects in greater detail.
Yeah, and what I'm seeing are just really spectacular, colorful pictures. And it's when you see it side by side with the Hubble images, there's just it's like, you know, regular TV and high definition TV.
That's a great way to put it. I think we're seeing the universe now in high definition compared to our previous facilities, which themselves produce breathtaking images.
Yeah.
But really, it's the power of this larger telescope, the primary mirror of the telescope, the main mirror of the telescope, simply larger. It's also interesting that James Webb is optimized to see infrared light. Now, light is made of many different wavelengths. Infrared light, in particular, has longer wavelength than the light that our eyes can see.
Mm-hmm.
Infrared light is typically thought of as light that the heat of things gives off. So if you've seen like a thermal infrared camera image, that's the kind of thing that we're seeing here.
So now your area of research is exoplanets, and that's the planets outside our solar system. What can you learn from Webb about exoplanets?
Right. So exoplanets, or that's short for extrasolar planets. We know that these are extremely common. Over the last 25 years, astronomers have found thousands of exoplanets. And we think that nearly every star has a planet or a system of planets. What James Webb is going to allow us to do is to characterize those planets. Now that we've found them and we've figured out how common they are, what kinds of stars they occur around, the next question to answer is, what are they like? We want to understand what their atmospheres are like. What do these things actually look like? What's the temperature of their atmospheres? What's the composition of the atmospheres? Just to understand them more, and also to understand how they came to be. How did they form and evolve?
Cool. So I'm going to propose an answer to this question, but I'm imagining that for you, this might feel like your birthday, getting to be part of this early group of scientists having access to information from the Webb.
It's like my birthday, Christmas, and anniversary, graduation. It's all lumped into one. I am just so thrilled to be doing this. It's really the moment of my career to have access to these data, some of the first data from this new flagship from NASA and its international partners, to be able to take advantage of the knowledge and skills that I've built up over so many years to find these scientific discoveries and then share them with my scientific colleagues and the public at large.
I love that. Dr. Jacob Bean is a professor at the University of Chicago, and we've been talking about the cool information, the cool pictures coming back from the James Webb Telescope. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This is WBEZ.